All right, it's 8:44. It is Thursday morning, and now it's time for This is Tourism, the weekly feature on this show every Thursday morning, made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. My guests influence the local impact of tourism in our community every day. Today, I am joined by special guest Justin Haslett, Managing Director of Playmakers Pretoria Company. He leads Playmakers Administrative Operations, overseeing marketing, development, general management, company management, and general operations. Playmakers Repertory Company is North Carolina's premier professional theater company. For more than 40 years, they produce relevant and courageous work that tells stories from and for the multiplicity of perspectives and creates transformational impact in our immediate and extended communities. Playmakers continues a 100-year tradition of playmaking at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and has been named one of the best regional theaters in America. In its 40-plus year history, Playmakers has produced more than 300 productions, served more than 50,000 audience members each year, and reached more than 125,000 area youth through award-winning educational programs. And I want you to know that I did not read any of that. All of that was off the top of my head. How did I do, Justin?
That was great, Ron. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Well done.
For coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Tell me about the exciting 2018-2019 schedule at Playmakers.
We have a extraordinary season lined up for the 18-19 season. We've been working on it for the better part of the last 8 to 10 months. We start with an extraordinary opportunity to meet a local artist. Kane Smigo is a Durham native. He's an international touring artist, musician, and educator. Coming back to Chapel Hill. He does now live in Los Angeles, but he's coming back to Chapel Hill, where he is an alum from Carolina, to premiere his world premiere production of Temples of Lung and Air. It's a story about his journey and sort of an insight into race and identity in our world today. And we're always excited to partner with Street Signs, who's producing this production, to bring a brand new play to stage in Chapel Hill. And then over the course of the rest of our season, we have a relatively new production of Ken Ludwig's Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood. It's probably, you know, we do 9 or 10 shows a year, and it's always hard to have a favorite, but it's probably my favorite this year.
Yeah.
I think Sherwood's a great family-friendly show. It's a wonderful sort of retelling of the origins of Robin Hood and his band of merry men sort of rising to take back their community from the clutches of the evil forces that have come into town to take over. And it's just a wonderful telling of that story. We move on to A Skeleton Crew, which is a play by Dominique Morisseau. It's set in Detroit, very much about industry and workers' rights and again, sort of battling against oppressive powers that seem larger than anything you can handle. She Loves Me is a beautiful musical. That's our holiday show. Another wonderful family event featuring voices from all over the country and some incredible designers and directors from New York and some local artists as well. And it will be a really extraordinary production just at the end of this calendar year. And then we have another 4 shows lined up for the fall that all bring a different perspective on the human experience to our audiences and to everybody who comes to Chapel Hill to experience them.
A lot of these shows this year seem to be focusing on battle against the forces of evil.
They seem to be, and I don't think that was really the original intent, but as we've sort of dived deeper into what all these stories are telling, we're finding a real thread of, you know, it's all drama really focuses on conflict to a certain degree, and many of these stories sort of dovetail around that notion of rising against forces that are sort of trying to keep you into one place to make your life better and make the lives of those around you better.
You know, Playmakers is a real significant community treasure, and those of us who've been around for a while know all about it. But those who may have just moved here, and we do have a transient community to
absolutely
a large degree.
I moved from Boston 2 years ago.
Yeah, maybe they don't know about it.
That's right.
But it is a significant venue for us in so many ways, including locals, guests, overnight visitors, and all those who love performing arts, culture, and Chapel Hill itself. Describe your typical guest, if there is such a thing.
Well, I wish I could say that there was a typical guest, and although I'm glad I can't say that. We try over the course of a season and over the course of what we do to tell so many different stories from so many different perspectives, as you said so well at the top of the show, that our audiences will vary from show to show and even night to night. Our audiences are almost universally deeply engaged in the work that we do. They're interested in seeing the world and seeing humanity from a different perspective. They come from, we know that about half of our audience comes from within the Chapel Hill zip codes, but that the remaining 50% approximately come from outside of Chapel Hill. So we bring people in from not just the Triangle, but we have folks coming from out of state to see our shows. Mm-hmm. They will park downtown. They'll go out to restaurants. They'll go out to bars. If they come from far enough away, they'll stay at a local hotel so they can see one of our shows. And we believe, and I've long believed this, that arts in a downtown community are a major economic driver for any town. There's a reason why during the sort of original renaissance of the regional theater movement, cities all across America were racing to have a theater downtown in order to truly be a world-class city.
And of course, since the majority of these productions are at night,
that's right.
You know, people coming here from a long way away certainly are going to spend the night here.
Absolutely.
And that means a lot to our local economy. And Playmakers just gets better and better all the time.
Thank you.
What kind of plans are being made now for the growth of the audience and the growth of Playmakers in general and or expansion? And what are you aiming for?
We have a lot of big plans, really, for the future of Playmaker. We're deeply focused on getting more engaged with not just our immediate community here in Chapel Hill, but trying to reach out further into the Triangle and the region and beyond as the largest nonprofit theater between Atlanta and Washington, D.C. We think we're well poised to be sort of an epicenter of that cultural experience in the greater region. And I think there's a lot more that we can do to get outside of our corner of UNC, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and to connect with our audiences from even further abroad. I currently serve, when I'm not at Playmakers, I am the new chair of the Cultural Arts Commission for Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm working with Susan Brown, who I know is a regular at WCHL as well, to partner with town council to further expand the reach of all of the arts opportunities and cultural opportunities in Chapel Hill to make Chapel Hill even more of an epicenter for guests and folks coming from the region to spend time, frankly, spend money in Chapel Hill.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We pride ourselves on being a really culturally enriched community.
Absolutely.
Here. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, UNC. And it really is a special place to be. And I know that ticket sales are never a problem, but what was your most popular show last year at Playmakers?
Without question, our most popular show was The Cake by Becca Brunstetter. Becca's another North Carolina native. She's an alum of UNC Chapel Hill as well. She's a major TV writer currently. And she wrote this sort of remarkable play telling a really delicate story about division between how people view a really particular issue. The issue in this particular play was actually about gay marriage. And it brought a really subtle and really human touch to both sides of this question and both sides of this story. And the audience response was beyond anything we imagined it would be. It was a beautiful production, and I was thrilled that it got the attention it received. But we were sort of shocked by the success of this play. People came from the Triad. People came definitely from out of state for that play. And today, people are still talking about it when I bump into people around Chapel Hill.
Well, Playmakers is really important to this community, and certainly not just to the university, but to the community at large. And all these folks come in here, it really does have a big impact.
Absolutely.
On our local tourism dollars.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate what you do. Glad you decided to come here.
Delighted to be here, Ron. Thanks for having me.
We have so many great people who come here all the time to live, and we appreciate you joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Justin Haslett, Managing Director at Playmakers Repertory Company, or PRC. If you want to find out more about Playmakers, Justin, do you do that?
You can visit us at playmakersrep.org. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can call our box office. And actually, in a couple of weeks, on August 18th, from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll be having an open house. We'll open our doors to the community. We'll have food trucks. We'll have some live music. We'll have tours, backstage tours, presentations, interactive events for folks of all ages, a stage fighting workshop. We're partnering with Moorhead Planetarium for Galileo, which is one of our shows in the spring, to highlight the work that they do and highlight our community connections as well. And it's a great way to just come in and meet Playmakers and get to know more about us.
Well, it's such a beautiful facility, Playmakers, Paul Green Theater. I would encourage anybody to take part in that open house and go see what it's all about. You can find our conversation, by the way, and photographs on our website at chapelboro.com, and we'll put it on Facebook and Instagram and just about everything else. Catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature. Thanks to our proud partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.